High school is hard enough. The hormones, the peer pressure, the angst. But imagine you're trying to navigate high school as a refugee or as a kid who crossed the border with no family at all. Last year, 2,000 of Oakland's public school students had only settled in this country within the last 3 years. The district created school programs for newcomers, but some of the most important work is being done outside the classroom. KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma takes us to East Oakland for more.
A gaggle of middle school girls are running around a soccer field in East Oakland. The scene is a blur of ponytails and mismatched cleats. Some of the girls wear a yellow chalky sunscreen and stripes across their face. It's called Tanaka, a powdered root that's popular in Burma. They're gathered around a young woman kicking a ball, wearing a bright blue hijab.
My name is Mariam Sarwari, and I play usually forward or right or left midfield.
Like everyone here today, Mariam wasn't born in the U.S.
I'm from Afghanistan, but my family, they moved to Pakistan in 1980s and because of the war.
Mariam's here for Soccer Without Borders, an after-school program for refugee kids. Students hail from countries like Yemen, Ethiopia, El Salvador, and Cambodia, and most of them live here in East Oakland.
Good morning, Barun.
Ben Guchardi is helping sort out who needs cleats, a permission slip, a granola bar. He started Soccer Without Borders in Oakland in 2006, and now it's gone national. He wants to do more than just get kids exercising. He wants to use soccer to reinforce their work in the classroom.
I think soccer is really uniquely suited to teach to a lot of these kids because they care.
They need buy-in because for many refugees, school isn't easy. Beyond the language barrier, there's trauma. Many of these students have experienced violence. Mariam, for instance, fled Pakistan after the Taliban started targeting local schools for girls, bombing the one right next to hers.
It was very dangerous. I didn't go to school 1 month after that, because they was like, we're gonna destroy all girls' schools, so that's better to stay at home.
For others, violence drove them from their home and also marked their journeys here. High school senior Mateo escaped Honduras, a country with one of the highest murder rates in the world. We're not using his real name, just to be careful. When he was 14, he traveled the migrant trail through Central America and Mexico alone.
It's dangerous because in the way you meet sometimes good people and bad.
Like members of some of Mexico's most notorious drug cartels.
They are bad people that take immigrants when they are coming to the United States.
Kidnapping and extorting undocumented immigrants who had no protection. Knowing this, Mateo had no idea who to trust. But in each new town, in each new country, he saw people playing pickup games.
Sometimes I was walking and I see people playing soccer, then I go with them and I tell them, can I play? And they tell me, yes.
He'd jump in and make a friend, and it worked for him. He got to the U.S. safely. But once he settled in Oakland, learning English and dealing with his difficult memories made it hard for Mateo to focus on school. Sometimes he'd just get up and try to leave class. He started failing.
I was having a hard time having only F and F. And then I talked with the principal and she told me that if I don't make it better, she's going to kick me out from school.
But he loved Soccer Without Borders and had to pass to play. Coach Ben Guchardi.
It's a point of leverage. And I think a lot of time what teachers struggle with more challenging students is there's no leverage.
Guchardi drew up a contract for Mateo, and his teachers signed it every time he came to class and participated.
Mr. Ben always was checking the contracts, and he was telling me, you have to improve this one, and then I do it.
Eventually, he pulled up his grades and started playing again. And that's one of the main things Soccer Without Borders is trying to achieve.
There are a lot of great things about soccer in and of itself, but if we're not connecting it to the academic piece and trying to support what's happening during the school day, which is where they are most of the time, then we're not doing our job.
It's not just about the grades, though. The program also tackles isolation. Lots of the kids on this team cross the border by themselves, like Mateo. So he has a community of people who relate to his past. Sharing his story, he tells me, isn't easy.
It feels like kind of bad, but it's good to express, like, to feel better later. And I think, yes, they enjoy when I tell my story to them, and I enjoy when they tell me.
They compare how many buses they rode, how many days they traveled to get to the U.S.
We talk a lot about things like that.
Each kid's story is different. Mariam came to this country with family, but she still struggled with the loneliness and confusion of migration. Through soccer, she made a new best friend.
When I came to the school, I was not able to speak English, and then she came 6 months before me, so she knew English, and then she would explain me with her gestures and with her hands.
And her best friend Fatuma Hussein felt lucky to meet Mariam too.
She's the first person that I felt so close after I came to America.
Fatuma's Somalian by way of Kenya. Both she and Mariam graduated, and now they're coaches with Soccer Without Borders.
There's a toe touch like that. Practice always makes it perfect.
Fatuma's doing more than running drills. She's teaching the young players to put themselves out there, the way she did when she first arrived. For instance, one of her girls...
Yesterday, she basically couldn't talk with other people, so I just made her talk because I just thought, it's okay, you don't have to be shy, you know English, be yourself.
The truth is, not all of these kids in the field are going to end up like Fatuma, a sophomore in college. Some are here entirely alone and will have to work around the clock to provide for themselves and their families back home. That's a rough reality for students, educators, and coaches to face. For now, though, they're in school. And on this soccer field, there's personal and academic support woven into the sport.
Yes. So what was the name that we gave to the team yesterday?
International. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Kingsley.
He's going to take you into the warm-up, okay? So follow him.